The Four P's podcasts are funded by the National Lottery Community Fund. When people are in the lead, communities thrive. To find out more, go to tnlcommunityfund.org.uk. I've got Theodora in
Hiya.
The studio. you were set some homework last week.
Oh, fat homework, yeah.
Do you want to just remind us how it came about?
Oh, I can't remember. I remember you saying, oh,
what is it with you kids that can't remember anything?
I'm sorry.
We had two in earlier that couldn't remember what was said 2 minutes previous.
Yeah, well, this is a bit different because it was said a week ago.
Yeah, but it's your homework.
Yeah, my homework isn't remembering what was said, it was remembering what to do.
If I remember rightly, you were going back to school.
Oh, yeah.
Doing English?
I think, probably drama.
And I think there's something about poetry.
Yeah. And because I'm doing poetry.
What, in drama?
In English.
In English. Yeah. So you were doing English. God, blimey, it's a good job I'm here to remind you what you got, isn't it? This afternoon, you haven't got English this afternoon.
I've got drama this afternoon.
Drama this afternoon, right, okay. So we said, why don't you write your own poem?
Yeah, and I was like, yeah, sure.
So I don't recall us having a topic, you're just going to write your own poem?
Yeah, I've written something.
Are you ready with it now?
I'm good to go, if you are.
So this is a week's work.
Yeah.
How long did it take you to do?
A solid hour.
So you worked on it?
Oh, yeah, no, I worked on it.
Okay.
Yeah, I got Thoreau's Not Come Out and everything.
Take it away whenever you're ready.
All right, it's called Inferno in Flatuation. Serenity. Bliss. Warmth. All things pure and all things adored. Tranquility. Peace. Comfort. All things looked for and desired. The sun's bright smile reaches one's own heart, relaxing inside one's deep blue soul. The sun whose soul is all ablaze takes comfort in us and guides us to our goal. This feeling of warmth and desire guides us to our fated haven. As a foot steps on fire, your steps match your beat. Don't let this be a big exaggeration. You find that made it to your holy grail, a man in the field with jade in his eyes. An inferno in your mind tells you, go to him, but deep down inside, you'll just meet demise. The field's gone grey, the sun starts to fade, the man in the field turns astray. The fire is gone, the heat is no more, might as well say, you're not okay. Denial. Anger. Bargaining. The world is all grey, no sun left in sight. Depression. Pain. Confusion. Nothing in the world seems quite right.
Wow! Is that really your own work?
Yeah.
That was brilliant.
Oh, thank you.
No, really, really good. A lot of effort in that.
Oh, thank you.
I was expecting 5 lines.
Oh, no. Can't do 5 lines.
No, but I was expecting it. That was really, really good. I'm really, really impressed. Oh, thank you for that. Okay, so what was the name of that?
Oh, Inferno Infatuation.
Inferno Infatuation.
Yeah, I've got a story behind it if you want to hear it.
Yes, please.
All right, but I'm in a bit of a pickle right now. Because I have a crush on someone. But they have a crush on my best friend.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And then last night they were talking to me about it, and I'm like, oh my gosh.
Oh.
And I was like, this is fine, I'll help him. But I was just crying inside.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do you know what? There was a film that we watched over the weekend that was kind of similar to that.
Yeah, what was it?
It was, I can't remember what it was called, but it starts off with two people getting married.
Oh, yeah.
And then it becomes apparent that the guy that got married didn't actually split up with his previous girlfriend, who went away and then came back. And there was obviously a spark that was still there. I'll look it up because it stars old Rafe.
If you give me the
Rafe Spall.
I'll watch it and I'll cry at it.
Honestly, it's a really, really good film. I was really impressed. It's a typical British movie.
Oh, I love a British movie.
And it has such a good cast in it as well. So I can highly recommend that. It's kind of a similar... It doesn't help you.
Yeah, it doesn't help me.
It's a similar situation.
It's okay. Later tonight, I'll be there with the Ben Jerrys.
Can't you just tell them?
No.
Why not?
Because they'll be like, oh, I don't like you. And I'll be like, yeah, you like my best friend.
But can't you just tell them how you feel?
I could do, but they might reject me.
No, I don't think they would reject you.
They might do.
You can't help the way you feel.
Yeah, I can't help.
Okay. Yeah. Tell them.
I might do.
I would.
Oh, maybe.
There used to be a thing. There's obviously you've heard of the Sun newspaper.
Yeah.
You have. Not, I know. Not Robbie Williams. Not take that, but the Sun newspaper.
Yeah, I know the Sun newspaper.
Well, they used to. I don't know whether there still is because I haven't bought a Sun newspaper for years. But there used to be a thing in it called Dear Deirdre.
Ooh.
So you would write to Dear Deirdre and say, yeah. Dear Deirdre, I'm in love with so-and-so, but they're in love with someone else, and there's a song here yeah. as well as a film, and so on, and she would give you advice.
Love
I'm
it.
Saying that...
I'll go to them.
How serious do you think that the person that is you're talking about is about the other person? And vice, are they serious about each other?
I'm not sure, like... Yeah. I might have a chance. Probably, it's like got like a 20% chance.
Only 20.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe hold back then.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe hold back. Maybe yeah, hold back. And like, see.
So you've settled.
But you've had the conversation with them.
No, I haven't.
Yeah, haven't.
I haven't said, "Oh, I like you."
Not yet, but that you're hearing that conversation yeah. that they're having.
No, they came to me for advice, and I was like, "This is fine." Like,
open your eyes. Is that what
you're? Yeah, I'm like. I didn't want to say it, like, oh my gosh, I like you, like, yeah. Talk to me.
Hey, look, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come up with some poison and two ticks. I hope they're not listening.
Yeah, I hope they're not.
It's your secret's out, isn't yeah. it? Hey, look, we're going to come up with some poison. You're listening to Vectis Radio, it's FM 104.6. And still to come, musically, we've got some gramophone party locally in this hour. And we may even squeeze in some Iggy Pop as well later. We've got Theodora in.
Hiya.
And we've established that, you know, you know very little about music.
Yeah, I don't know any of the oldies.
Which, you know, I'm guessing that if I was to play you certain songs, you'd go, oh, yeah, I've heard of that.
Yeah, depends on the song.
Okay, well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to put together, we're going to do this next week, I'm going to put together a load of stuff, and I'm just going to play it out to you. They're all going to be number ones from a various... A variety of decades.
I make sure not... Do I do research or not?
You can do research if you want.
Okay, I'll do research.
You won't be able to pick the songs. I mean, I'm going to pick the songs. I'm just going to chuck 10 at you next week.
Okay.
A variety over the last sort of 50-odd years and see how many you get.
I'll try. Like, so, I'll do the research, like look at the number one.
Okay.
However, I probably will forget by then. Yeah, I'll just forget them all.
Yeah, you probably will. What is it with young people and memory things?
I don't know. We just really relax. Really tired.
Is it because we don't care enough, or it's just, you know, something else?
Probably something else. Like, we do care about stuff, believe it or not.
No, it's just the fact that I've spoken to a number of people in the last couple of weeks, and you ask them something, and they can't remember.
Yeah, I think it's also that element of doubt, like, because I'll doubt myself sometimes when someone asks me something, like, oh, like, what did they say? Like, what did they... Because at work, story time, like, chef person, I'm like, can you get 8 lemons? And I'm like, do you say 8 or A? So right. I brought him down with like 1 lemon. He was like, how many did you get me? I'm like, I thought you said A lemon.
A lemon, right.
Yeah, but so, you said 8 lemon.
So just say, for instance, when we're doing mic checks out in the green room, I always say to young people, what did you have for breakfast? And you're greeted with a, and they can't remember. And you just think, it was literally an hour ago.
I can't remember my breakfast.
What did you have for breakfast?
I didn't have breakfast.
You didn't have breakfast?
Yeah, boom.
Why not?
I was in a rush.
Breakfast's the most important meal of the day.
I've got magic stars in my bag. I'll eat them.
Right. Okay. Your magic stars?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Is that chocolate?
Yeah, the chocolate.
Right. Okay. So you had magic stars. Other chocolates available, but so you had magic stars.
Yeah, it's in my bag. Might as well eat it.
Grief. Okay. So what was the last thing you watched on TV?
Orange is the New Black.
Ah, yeah. So you looked. I watched you look for it in your mind. Yeah, you found it. Okay,
found it.
What was the last film you watched?
Last film. I can't. Wait, no, Encanto.
Ah, right. You watched that one.
Yeah, my mum sat me down. Like, right, we're watching it, and I'm like, okay.
That film we were on about just now. That was the last film I watched Sunday night. Do you remember what it was called?
No.
And you said you were going to watch it tonight.
Oh, what? Which one was it?
I Give It a Year.
Oh, that one.
Yeah.
I think it's the other one.
I Give It a Year, and that's called Begin Again.
Yeah.
Two brilliant films, strangely enough, out in 2013. And you're going to binge watch that.
I'm going to binge and cry.
What was the last meal your mum cooked you?
Last meal? Oh, God, it was literally last night. Why can't... What was it? Oh, I'm so sorry, Mum.
Good grief.
It's that.
I know what I had for tea last night.
What did you have?
I cooked it. It was pork noodle.
You love it.
Yeah, Thai pork noodle. That's what we had. And yeah, if you ask me what I watched on the TV last night.
Oh, wait, no, now I remember. It was curry.
You had curry?
Yeah. See, it was a minute delayed.
Beef curry? Chicken curry?
Chicken curry.
Right, chicken curry. Yeah. Did Mum make it?
Yeah, she made it. Slow cooker.
Okay. Was it good? Nice?
Yeah, no, it was good.
Okay. Interesting. But it's just, how difficult is it at the moment? Do you find that your memory was much better 2 years ago?
Oh, no, my memory is way better now.
It's way better now? Yeah. So it was a nightmare before then?
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, I've like learned revision techniques and that, so...
Okay.
Yeah.
Come on, talk us through a revision technique.
Flashcards. Love them.
What's a flashcard?
Okay, so it's like a Q&A card. So you write your question on one side.
Yeah.
You turn it round, get this, you write the answer.
Right, yeah. Okay.
You like make a bunch of them, then you shuffle them, and then you just look at a flashcard, like, for example, it could be, what's 2 + 2? You say your answer, you turn it around, you see if you've got it right or not.
I hope you got that right.
Yeah, I hope. Actually, I got 5 on that one.
It's 5?
Yeah.
All right.
You know, okay. Note-taking, that's a good one.
So, come on, note-taking.
Yeah, you just look at a thing, take notes, highlight the key bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, really basic.
It's interesting. Yeah. Talking to young people, it's interesting that you know, you ask these questions about memories and yeah. so on, and 9 times out of 10, they struggle to remember for whatever reason. And, you know, I have no... Is it a case of, well, actually, I don't really need to remember that?
I think, yeah. Yeah.
Is it, though?
I'm not sure.
Or is it something else?
Who knows? I don't.
I mean, I can't help it. I got a really good memory. And I'm glad that I've got a good memory, because I'd be worried if I didn't have a good memory. Then you start thinking all sorts of things.
Yeah, I know.
You know, there's all sorts of horrible things out there, like Alzheimer's and so on. And you just
yeah,
think,
I know.
And
it's awful.
I read very recently that they did say that the figures are on the island.
Yeah.
People that are being cared for that have Alzheimer's is somewhere in the region of around 2,000.
That's a big number.
They reckon by 2030, which is less than 8 years.
Yeah.
They reckon it'll double to around 4,000.
That is horrible.
That's scary.
That is.
So I, when I say to people, if you've got a memory, for goodness sake.
Cherish
it. Yeah, absolutely. I was going to say use it, but cherish it. Yeah. That's so much, it's a better way of putting it. Cherish it. Absolutely cherish it.
Yeah.
Do you want to introduce the next song?
It is Coming Home Baby by Mel.
Right here on Vectis Radio. Now, it's 20 to 1 and you've got to clear off soon. You've got to go back to school.
Back to school, yeah.
What are you doing this afternoon?
Oh, I'm doing drama at Medina.
Drama?
Yep.
So, hang on a minute, because you don't go to Medina, do you?
Oh, no, for drama I have to go up to Medina.
How much of a pain in the backside is that?
It's not as bad as you think.
It is if it's raining.
Well, yeah, we get a minibus.
Do you get a minibus?
Yeah, we get a minibus. So we get a minibus from Node Hill to Medina.
So hang on a minute. You're closer to Medina here right now.
Oh, no, I walk when I'm here.
So you're going to go straight up there?
Oh, yeah, I'd just go straight up there.
Okay, but normally you would get the bus.
Oh, yeah, normally, if I was at Node Hill, I'd just get the bus.
Surely it'd be better to have everything in one school.
Oh, we are actually getting a drama studio.
What, at that Node Hill?
Yeah, at Node Hill.
That's the school you go to, isn't
it? Yeah, VI form.
Okay, so that you're getting something there. How long would that be before it's done?
It'll be done by next summer term, or like September.
Will you still be there?
Oh, yeah, I will be, actually.
You just about get it, then?
Yeah.
That's great. I mean, my son used to go to Node Hill when it was actually Node Hill.
Oh, yeah.
And because they don't have any field facilities,
oh, yeah.
they had to go up to Wellington Road to play up there.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
So, but you think, hang on a minute, surely if it's got to be easier if it's in the same place.
Yeah, no, it would be easier, because then I don't miss out on half my break.
I mean, why did you go... Because what school did you go to before then?
Oh, Christ the King.
So you went to Christ the King. Yeah. Why did you leave Christ the King to go to Node Hill?
I needed a new environment. Been there for 5 years, and I was like, had enough.
Okay. Do most people leave one particular high school because the others got more facilities that you're going to go for with the lessons that they choose or the subjects that they choose for their higher education?
I think, yeah, because, like, if you want to do the RE for, say, go Christ the King, because Christ the King.
That's centre of, that's where you're going to get the best.
Exactly.
Right, okay.
But, like, if you want to do, like, I don't know, if you want to do, like, sports, you go to, like, sports school, whatever.
Where would that be?
I'm just making it up.
Well, don't make it up.
Get the idea.
And I'm now thinking, when you said sport, I thought, right, okay, Medina, they've got good facilities.
Yeah. Oh, no, they do.
Not sure you can use the swimming pool.
I think you properly could.
Not during school time.
If you're a sixth former, maybe.
Not sure, I think, because it's out for the general public, not for the actual schools, which is a shame, because when I first went up there, it was only for the kids in the schools.
Was it?
Yeah.
Fair enough.
First and foremost, that was the most important thing.
Yeah.
But they've got, like, facilities outside, inside. Sandown is fairly good with their facilities as well.
I haven't been to Sandown.
Sports-wise, don't know about Carisbrook now, because that's obviously new.
I'm not sure.
So why did you choose Node Hill over anywhere else?
Just because it's closest one, aside from Christ the King.
Hang on, where do you live?
I live in Freshwater.
You live in Freshwater, so it doesn't really make any difference to you, does it?
No, not really.
Closest to the bus station.
Yeah, exactly.
I've sussed you out. Yeah. You don't like walking anywhere.
I don't.
So there you are, then. You've gone for Node Hill because you just nip round about.
And change of scenery.
And change of scenery,
and it's
obviously
close to McDonald's.
Yeah, other places are available as well, but
my first choice would have been Calv, but I'm not waking up like 5 a.m. just to go to Calv.
See, this is my whole point, and this is something that maybe at some point we've got to have a discussion on this, because when I know I'm old and I know I'm set in my ways, but I went to Downside, I went to Barton, I lived on Pan. So I went to Medina. Oh, it was a 25-minute walk to Medina, slightly longer than...
25? I'd never walk that. I'd just get a bath.
But it was walking distance. Yeah. And I used to feel so sorry for the kids that went to Medina from Ventnor, and they used to have to get on a bus and leave an hour before you. And they still end up getting there after you.
I know. It's like...
To me, that's not... Yeah. It's not healthy. They're getting up a lot earlier. So that they could be tired.
Like, my personal opinion, schools need to start later. Like, I don't mind staying, like, late. I don't mind leaving at, like, 4 or 5 if I start at, like, 10.
10? Yeah, but how's that going to set you up for a working life?
Well, your brain wakes up at 10 o'clock. And school, you're led to learn.
I think there might be some people that agree with you. But I think there'll be an awful lot of people that don't.
Well, then the people who don't agree can...
You don't care, do you?
Yeah, I don't care. I'm really tired.
Right. Okay. Well, I think, you know, I don't really think there's much of a problem with the hours they start.
Yeah.
I do feel sorry for... Just say, for instance, if you've got to come in from Freshwater, and I've always said this, you're going to be disadvantaged purely and simply because you've got to get up earlier than anyone else. And surely it would be better to have a high school over there in Freshwater.
I know, it'd be so nice if we had one over there, or over here, but we don't.
I wasn't disadvantaged at all. I could get up much later than everyone else.
Like, Ride Kids, they've got it, like, so easy. Like, they've got literally a school right in Ride. They have two, actually.
But I know kids that live in Ride and don't go to the schools in Ride. They used to go to the East Shales one. So I just think, wouldn't it be easier if they went to the school in their town? The closest one to them?
I mean, yeah, it would be easy for them, but always got to have options. Unfortunately, I only had two.
Okay. Look, we're going to go back to 1980 now. Have you heard of Adam and the Ants?
No, I haven't.
This was on an album. I can't remember the name of the album. It was a gatefolded album, so you opened it up and there were all the details inside. And there were two different versions to this. The album, there was 13 tracks on one and 12 on another, but I can't remember what the extra track was. This wasn't actually released as a single, and it kind of reminds me of, and whenever you see Adam now, he's put on a lot of weight and looks like Johnny Depp.
Oh, God. I mean, I like Johnny Depp.
I was going to say, have you heard of Johnny Depp?
Yeah, I have heard of Johnny Depp.
Of course you have.
Yeah, no, my mum has a fat old crush on him.
And he just reminds me, Johnny Depp looks like Adamant does now, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
As a pirate. And, of course, there is a connection.
I have to look at a photo of him and compare it.
Do.
Yeah, I will.
You honestly, you'll look at them and think, yeah, they're the same people.
I'll be like, oh my gosh, they're the same.
This is Jolly Roger and Adam and the Ants.